I wanted to ask you about content marketing, because that's obviously something that's very big, a big part of the strategy. So do you have any tips for content marketing?
Sure. Well, candidly, the mapping of a customer journey is a very important step for content marketing, because when you figure out where the gaps are in your funnel and where the less efficient parts of the customer journey are, then you can make content to help push clients, customers down that stage. So it's a very powerful tool for content marketing. But beyond that, it's often helpful to think about social media from the standpoint of four categories that brands will often do and need to cover, because people don't realize that there are different categories that they should be hitting, not just sales, and B, that there's opportunity to do a little bit more. So if you think about it from a high level, there the four categories roughly fall into brand monitoring. So if your software company puts out a new logo or wants to try out a new service, well, you can ask people on social media and get feedback. Now, what do you all think about this logo? What do you think about this new concept? Is it something that you would like? And then that would help save you time. You have your own qualitative and quantitative research right there. Influencing is another major category, and one that actually people probably overdo a little bit, where they just shove news, industry news. That could be a little bit overkill, but done artfully, it's an inspiration and opportunity to be influential and provide thought leadership and help provide for your audience in a way that both helps them and then builds more social equity. The third category is networking, which we somewhat intuitively understand, but when you actually really go through an exercise and actively do it, then you can think through, well, who are the influencers in my space? Who should I be networking with? Or who should my community network with? Who would they enjoy networking with? So then you have the opportunity to tag that brand, talk about that brand, and then get other people the opportunity to engage with that brand through yours as a module. And then you have paved a nice way for the fourth category, which is selling. So people often talk about the golden ratio in marketing, which basically means that you provide unselfish, selfless value in a ratio of 4 to 1. So then after the fourth, your fifth post could be a sales post. That's just a real rough rule of thumb. It's probably dated by now, but it's a helpful checkpoint to say, well, are you doing at least that? Are you providing at least 4 times the value before you start making asks? Because then if you're not, then you're falling into the category of being a little bit more spammy. Actually, that's a few tactics right there, right?
Well, when I used to work at an agency, one of the clients that we'd recently gotten had said to us, we're just so thankful that you don't keep trying to sell us stuff. Take out what our needs are and you recommend a proposal. And often you have agencies going to clients with huge ideas, kind of a big overarching plan, but it isn't correctly fitted to the needs. It just feels like the core objective is rather to actually fill the pipeline and not to solve that client's business problem, which is why I thought it was quite interesting that you say that you have to keep adding value and be careful about when you are selling and when you aren't.
Right, absolutely. And another angle of that is building affinity, right? If you're selling all the time, then you're not really building an affinity with your customer. You're just trying to get what you want rather than helping them get what they need.
Exactly. And I think it's very interesting that comes from, and you said networking. So I want to chat about networking. So, because I've heard about marketing and sales, but networking, I think, is something quite new that I haven't heard an agency owner ever speak about.
Sure. Keith Ferrazzi wrote a book called Never Eat Alone. And in this book, he talks about how he, as a child, raised in a poor family, was able to go all the way to basically talking himself into Harvard and becoming the first chief marketing officer at Deloitte, huge company. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways that he did it primarily was both talking to people and then finding out what they want and how to help them get it without really worrying too much about what he wants. And it's very interesting if you think of it in terms of your content, because it forces you to go through this exercise where you think, well, what would really help my audience? And if you think of that not through the lens of just how would I get them closer to me to buy my service, but how can I just help them? What is it that would, you know, what do they need? What do they need emotionally, psychologically, sociologically, go through the whole Maslow's hierarchy of needs and think through what are their needs and how can I help provide for them, not just with content, but also with experts who would help them get there. So for example, maybe they love a celebrity so much that speaking to them, or an author who has written this book, like maybe Keith Ferrazzi from Never Eat Alone, right? And we could have a conversation with Keith and help educate the audience that needs networking, right? And bring them this level of expertise, then they can engage with Keith and they can feel like they're hearing directly from the expert via your channel. And then they are deriving a value that doesn't just come from you saying, hey, go buy my product. And maybe your product is providing hopefully your product is providing a value that makes them feel value and is solving their problem. Otherwise, you should be doing another product. But we can only ring that bell so often without considering how else to benefit the customer and the audience.
Well, I think it stems from a very genuine place of just that you think is inspirational and would be helpful to someone else. And I think that that's what social media should actually be used for, not for brands to kind of post all about themselves. And I also think from a personal point of view, I think too many selfies on social media. And I think it's a lovely place to share art and inspirational talks and things that make people excited or passionate. And I think since businesses are run by people and consumers are people themselves, that's the way we have to start interacting with people, especially during this time. People have been in lockdown and things have been really difficult. I think people are switching to kind of figuring out what's important in their lives and what they want to include. And as a business, you've got to make a decision about how you're going to come across, genuine or more salesy.
Right. And what a wonderful way to use your marketing spend to create art that influences your audience and gives back and also ends up indirectly and directly giving back to your brand through that affinity you're building.
Definitely. Well, Carl, this has been a great conversation. I look forward to our chat next time. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure, Julia. Thank you.